Restoring My Soul, Friday the 17th of April, the first and second time. The account of the Shunammite woman teaches us that when the Lord first proclaims a word of faith, he requires us to make an adequate response. The word that we first heard tries us through tribulation so that the faith that belonged to this first-time visitation is apprehended and adequately exercised. The difficulties that arise because of the word deliver us to a choice. In this second-time opportunity, we can continue in unbelief, leading to depression and bitterness, or we can accountably acknowledge and turn from our unbelief and demonstrate faith through the works of repentance that belong to our obedience. It is important to recognize that the Lord has been calling us to become a lampstand church for just over 50 years. Many people in our congregations heard the word on lampstand churches when it was first proclaimed. However, the dysfunction and degeneration in many marriages and houses, including the rebellion and departure of children born in these houses, has revealed the lack of faith and their unbelief concerning this message, which belongs to the gospel of God. The Lord is requiring an adequate response of faith as he comes among our congregations a second time. In order to avail ourselves of the faith that belongs to this word, let us receive the example of the Shunammite woman and take account for our unbelief. The Lord can restore our sanctification, our marriages, and our houses as we acknowledge our sin and turn in repentance to the obedience of faith to which he is calling us. Through faith, the resurrection life in the Word can bring healing and recovery where the sin of our unbelief and its accompanying works has otherwise borne destruction and death. If we respond with repentance and faith when the Word is proclaimed to us a second time, we can be recovered to our inheritance as households who belong to the heavenly Jerusalem. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 105, verse 19, and Matthew chapter 13, verse 21. For further study, Joel chapter 2.